The new regulations, now up for a public comment period for the next 30 days, come after 2 years of study commissioned by the State Department of Energy and Resources, DOER Commissioner Mark Sylvia.
What has come of those deliberations and feedback from the public has been the regulations that we released in draft form for final public comment last week, tackling things like efficiency, greenhouse gas emissions, and sustainable forestry.
Biomass energy production comes from the generation of power by burning organic materials, most notably wood. Opponents of the practice say that unregulated biomass energy production can lead to the over-harvesting of timber, increased air pollution, and the excess release of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. Dr. Mary Booth, director of the Partnership for Policy Integrity and researcher of clean energy production, says that even if biomass energy was carbon neutral, the process still produces unnecessary air pollution.
Even if biomass power never emitted any carbon, which is obviously impossible, it would still emit lots of particulates and NOx, you know, ozone precursors. It's a major source of air pollution in addition to being a source of CO2, you know, global warming pollution.
The new regulations have provisions for protecting woodlands from improper harvest, soil protection, and a call for a 50% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions over the next 20 years. DOER Commissioner Sylvia says that the regulations will help drive innovation in the biomass energy area.
We also have a provision for emerging technology, recognizing that there are new technologies in the biomass area that can also, over time, produce more efficient processes or more efficient plants.
The Sierra Club joined the Partnership for Policy Integrity in praising the state for introducing the new regulations. James McCaffrey, director of the Massachusetts chapter for the Sierra Club, said that the regulations are the first of its kind and hope that other states will follow the example set by the Commonwealth.
We would like to see these kinds of standards replicated elsewhere so that where we are doing biomass power, we are doing it at the most efficient level that we can get, and that we are not decimating our nation's forests in the process of doing so under the guise of renewable energies.
McCaffrey emphasized the need for more investment in clean technologies like wind and solar. The construction and operation of large-scale industrial wind turbines and solar facilities have been controversial among environmentalists and activists throughout the state, particularly in western Massachusetts. Dr. Mary Booth also praised the state's efforts.
The Department of Energy Resources really needs to be commended for coming up with a framework that is based in science. It's how policymaking should work. And they really deserve a tremendous amount of congratulations for having pulled this off.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.